we are joined by Valerie Sauer and Sierra Smith of the Compass Center for Women and Families. Valerie is the Director of Education Programs, and Sierra is the coordinator for a program called Teens Climb High. So Valerie, Sierra, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us, Aaron, and I appreciate that information about the ice cream social.
Now it's going to be fun, right?
I know what I'm doing on Friday now.
It sounds like it's going to be a great weekend for it.
Right? Yeah. So tell us, first of all, before we get into specifics, tell us about the Compass Center for Women and Families. For people who don't know, who are you? What do you do?
Absolutely. So I think it's helpful for folks to understand a little bit about how Compass Center came to be. We are the product of a merger. So back in 2012, the Family Violence Prevention Center and the Women's Center of Chapel Hill recognized that they had a lot of overlapping clients and concerns. And so they formed Compass Center. And so when you look at our services today, as far as our self-sufficiency services and our domestic violence crisis services, they really are reflective of that relationship and that merger with those two agencies. And Sierra here is a part of our primary prevention work that we do in the school system. So we have two primary prevention programs. One is called Teens Climb High, and one is called Start Strong. Start Strong is the program that I facilitate in 6th and 8th grade that focuses on healthy relationships, conflict resolution, and boundary setting. And I'll let Sierra talk a little bit more about Teens Climb High and our connection with you, Aaron.
Go for it.
Thank you. So Teens Climb High is a program that implements a curriculum called Making Proud Choices. It is a comprehensive sexual health education curriculum. And so we are implementing that in 9th grade classes starting this year. It was previously in 8th and 9th grade, but we're just focusing on our 9th graders from here moving forward. And the curriculum really focuses on preventing unintended pregnancies as well as sexually transmitted infections. So great program, great curriculum. And one of the ways that, you know, we have connected with you, Aaron, is through our community advisory council. So we work in collaboration with the Orange County Adolescent Parenting Program to host this community advisory council. We meet quarterly, and at those meetings have a chance to provide updates from both programs about what we're doing with students, what's going on in the community with students. And we are actually looking for new members for that council. We are particularly interested in recruiting faith organizations or faith-based communities. And we think that that is such a vital voice for our families and our students in Orange County. So if your faith community or one that you know of may be interested in learning more about our community advisory council, or if you're not associated with the faith-based community and still want to learn more, feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you more about it.
And that room is full of so many great people are doing amazing things. It's the Compass Center, it's DSS, and several other terrific organizations that are all coming together. Speaking of Teens Climb High and the other kind of educational programs that the Compass Center has, how have you seen those kind of tangibly making a difference in the lives of students?
It's hard to capture in numbers, honestly. And I think that one of the ways that this work marries so well with the work that we do at Compass Center is that, you know, the idea is that for our domestic violence crisis services, we would all like to be unemployed one day because our services aren't necessary. Yep. And so I think having these conversations with young people about what does it mean to be in a healthy relationship? How do we have these conversations early about what you deserve, about what your boundaries are, about what your deal breakers are? How do you have, sexual and intimate partners that are, you know, safe, that are respectable, that are, going to be caring for you in so many different ways? And so I think being a part of these conversations that students are already having, but making sure that they have factual information and making sure that they're empowered to make the choices that are going to be best for them and that feel relevant for them is so important. And I think that it ties into the domestic violence crisis work that we do every day.
Speaking with Valerie Sauer and Sierra Smith, so what's the most important thing that kids should know as far as that goes, having healthy relationships, avoiding bad relationships?
I think normalizing it. I think saying you are not alone, that you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything to deserve this, that abuse is a choice that only the abuser is responsible for. Mm-hmm. And that there are community agencies like Compass Center and like Orange County Rape Crisis Center that not only have a presence within your school so that we can provide you with community resources, but also advocate for you to connect with resources within your schools, like your counselors, your coaches, and your teachers. But that we are available for support, not only in the crisis, but then beyond that, right? And again, I think that speaks to why we have self-sufficiency services in addition to domestic violence crisis services for those folks who've experienced crisis, but then what happens next? So we offer financial counseling, we have legal information services, we have career preparedness services that are available to all community members, mm-hmm. but really and specifically for those folks who've experienced domestic violence and the economic abuse and the impact of that. So what does it look like now that my credit score has been damaged? Or what does it look like now that I have evictions because of, you know, the police being called to my house? How can I begin to write a budget when I've never had access to my own financial accounts? Mm-hmm. So it really is about addressing the needs of our community, starting with the youth in the schools, and then also, you know, talking with adults and professionals, educating them so that we can really, you know, surround and ensconce our crisis clients with support.
Sierra, add on to that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the beauty of the way that Compass Center is structured, is that we have those prevention programs. We're mm-hmm. in the schools. We're having these conversations. And something that we always say to students is, we are not assuming that this information is relevant to you today, but we do believe that it will be. We want you to be prepared when that time comes, mm-hmm. when you're thinking about entering romantic relationships, or even when you're evaluating possible new friendships. We want you to have that information. And then we have the crisis services to say, you know, things may feel really hectic right now. You're not sure where to turn, let us help you with that. And then beyond that is, okay, maybe you've moved out of that crisis period, and how do we keep things on the track that you want them to be on?
And it's never too early or never too late to reach out for help. You're never too young, you're never too old. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, our services are for everyone. They are voluntary. All of our services are free of charge. And we operate off of the empowerment model, meaning our responsibility is to offer the information about what your options are and then support what you decide, trusting that our clients know what's best for the situation, what's going to be safest for them.
And Valerie, you mentioned a couple of the other programs that the Compass Center offers. What are some of the other initiatives that you really want to highlight?
So I think two of the most exciting initiatives that are new to us this year is we received funding through the Governor's Crime Commission to fund two initiatives in our community that are brand new. A lot of folks are surprised to hear that there is not a domestic violence shelter in Orange County. So we received funding and now operate a program called the Housing Microgrant Program. And what that is a program to offer financial support to clients related to either moving costs, utility deposits, rent for up to 4 months. And again, this is intended to serve those folks who have experienced domestic violence and then have experienced housing instability as a result of that domestic violence within the last 18 months. So folks who are, you know, underhoused, meaning that it's a family of four in a one-bedroom apartment, or maybe you're homeless or living with family because of the domestic violence you've experienced, we received funding to be able to offer financial support to those folks. Now, it is clear that there's a need in our community because we've exhausted all of those funds for this fiscal year, but we're hoping to reopen applications sometime this fall. And the way that you can get connected to that service is by calling our hotline, which is 919-929-7122. And the other really exciting initiative is our Mental Health Access Program, also funded by the Governor's Crime Commission, with the intent of providing up to 16 free mental health sessions with a licensed clinician to domestic violence survivors and their children. So this is available to folks who have experienced relationship violence within the last 18 months, folks who are underinsured or uninsured and have a connection with Orange County, meaning they live or work in Orange County. So that's the Mental Health Access Program, which is also accessible through our hotline.
Speaking with Valerie Sauer and Sierra Smith, so as we get into the fall, as we get into the school year, I know you're looking for volunteers. I know you're looking for volunteers all the time, especially now. If you're listening out there, by the way, compassctr.org is the Compass Center's website, so you can go there and find out more information about all of these programs that we're talking about. What in particular are you looking for?
So yes, like you said, we're always looking for support, and you can find out that information on our website as well as following us on Instagram and Facebook. So we offer a lot of different ways to get involved through volunteering. And I myself started as a volunteer way back when, and so I'm really grateful for this continued relationship with Compass Center. So we offer opportunities as far as hotline advocates, so folks who answer the hotline and work with our clients in person in the office, either from 9 to 5. We also have volunteers and folks who staff the hotline overnights and weekends. That's probably our most extensive volunteer training requirement. It does require 42 hours of training plus 8 hours of required shadowing, but it's an extremely rewarding opportunity. It's also a really great way for folks who might be interested in social services or social work and thinking about professional development opportunities. We have information and referral volunteers. So those are the folks that are the first line of defense for people who answer our business line, who answer the doors, and really want to make sure that folks are either connected with our internal services or provided with referrals to external resources in the community. We have childcare volunteers because we offer free childcare at all of our support groups and monthly family law workshops. We are looking for community educators, which is sort of my realm of things. So folks who go out into the community and talk about what we do and really challenge the conceptions and misconceptions about domestic violence and let them know what it is that we do and why it is that it's so important that we continue to break the silence and have these conversations and normalize the fact that this is something that affects all people, that domestic violence doesn't discriminate, unfortunately, and that whether or not we are aware of it, most of us know someone in our lives who are impacted by this.
Anything else that people want to know that we haven't been able to touch on? Sierra?
I just want to mention really quickly, serving on the Community Advisory Council is also a volunteer opportunity, and we do have space on that council for students. So we do have a teen representative who serves on that council and contributes to what's discussed there. So if there are more students who are interested in doing that as well, please feel free to reach out.
Absolutely.
And if you want any more information on any of these programs or opportunities to contact the Compass Center, CompassCTR.org is the website. Again, CompassCTR.org. Valerie Sauer, Sierra Smith, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much,
Aaron.
Thank
you.